I'll just finish with a section from Killing Time. I was commissioned by the powers that be, the powers that were, to write a poem for the millennium. And in a sort of burst of optimism, I offered to write a 1,000-line poem, and suddenly realized how long that was. And it became like a sort of piece of detention. I had to do so many lines every day. And I wanted it to be conversational, and I wanted to be of its time, about its time. And the obvious model for it was McNeice's Autumn Journal. And that's the model, the sort of form that I took, that I followed in the poem. And I was tracing the 12 or 13 months as a sort of poetic diary up to the millennium. And this is from the December before. Meanwhile, the lights on Oxford Street this year ask us to stop and think, not of Christ in his crib or reindeers hauling a sleigh, but a chemically inferred orange drink and the nation's best known brand of frozen peas, frozen straight from the pod. And couples walk its golden mile, brides and grooms on the aisle of the church where money is God. Back where, back when, Christ was a painted clothes peg in an after eight box, Mary the tiny tears doll and Joseph the action man knelt with the sheep and the ox in the shape of a fun fur teddy and a porcelain dog from the mantelpiece, and all were lit by a single flame from a nightlight candle floating in a glass bowl within the manger of an upturned packing case with a window hole. And it had the right feel, even if one version of Christmas compared to another is no more or less real. But tonight, the bright star over the Middle East is the burn of a cruise missile homing in. And on satellite TV, we watch a game show host disguised as an anchorman for CNN go live to some security camera on an embassy roof, which turns like an owl's head, as tracer bullets rise like amaretti papers aflame before the connection goes dead. And although these are the opening shots of Operation Desert Fox, not the Ryder Cup, we have men on the fairway pointing at divots and craters where objects were blown up. And although this isn't the old course at St. Andrews, but the Persian Gulf, we have men on the ground, in the field, describing in terms of stroke play golf how laser-guided missiles were teed off from abroad and made it through radar and flak to find a good lie in a barracks or bunker this close to the flag. And a well-shod president walks to the camera to say why we should put in the boot, and when that happens, a well-dressed prime minister usually follows suit. Whoever it was that said civilization is only one meal deep might have added that however far we think we might have come, we are still only one word away from war. Back on the box, a graphic comes up on the screen. Britain as an aircraft carrier, moored off the coast of continental Europe, home to a squadron of Hawks and Harriers lifting from the flight decks of Lincolnshire and Norfolk. Either that, or St. Nicholas, bent double with the heavy pillowcase of peace in Ireland, slouching towards Christmas. They won't be removing the iron railings and metalwork from the schoolyard and the park gates to melt down for bombs, but the Russians have called back their man in the States, and it is dark to the east. Dark until the bell goes or the cock crows, and the thing we were told was a thing of the past is coming up once more like the dawn. And it is dark and it is cold. Thank you.